run for their lives. John was seeking to find a place where he could have some private time with his girlfriend, Jenna. He could not help but feel overwhelmed with her beauty. He was certainly enticed by her long, flowing, blonde hair and her deep blue, gorgeous eyes. Yes, it was certain he was in love. He wanted this night to be special. He didn't want to do anything to offend Jenna, but he really wanted to connect with her in more ways than one. You know what I mean. He came upon a back road where he felt that would be an opportunity to find a place to stop. The problem was John ignored the sign, which clearly issued a warning. Was he just too caught up in his plans with his girlfriend, or just decided to take the risk? Don't know for sure. Anyways, John and Jenna continue to drive along the road, and after about a mile or so, John stops and sees something. He's not sure actually what it is, so he just continues onwards. Meanwhile, Jenna just wants to go back as she is starting to worry. She doesn't feel safe. John convinces her that they are fine, and he decides to pull off to the shoulder of the road as he tries to get Jenna to cooperate in satisfying his sexual urges and curiosity. As soon as John reaches to touch her, she proclaims, "Please, just leave me alone and turn around the car and let's head back to the party." She clearly didn't want to be there in the middle of nowhere with her aggressive boyfriend. After two attempts at saying no and being grabbed, she fought back as they both heard howls in the distance. They both started to fear what it was. So John apologized and turned his car around, but it was too late, as out of nowhere, the car was besieged by some unknown force of terror, a cloud of darkness surrounded them as they could no longer see ahead of them. The car was left behind as John reached for Jenna to escape this terror that came upon them. They were now running from what they feared and had no clue what lied ahead of them, as it was too dark to see. All they knew was they had to make a run for their lives. Emily Ionelli of T-Girl.